The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, big news last week from Grow Michigan, an organization dedicated to providing funding for small and mid-sized businesses that have a commitment to the state of Michigan. They have announced a huge sum of money that will be going to support minority businesses to the tune of $100 million. Joining us to tell us more about this, the chairman and CEO of First Independence Bank and the chairman of the Grow Michigan Fund, Kenneth Kelly. Kenneth, good morning and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
$100 million. Tell us a bit more about this this pledge and why and how this is all going to be administered.
Certainly. Well, many may be familiar with Grow Michigan, which started roughly 8 years ago. There was a fund that was put together. It raised a little bit over $50 million, included total leverage of about $300 million in supporting several jobs in the area in manufacturing and distribution and other, we would call them blue collar, bread and butter jobs is the way that I would phrase it. And so that fund has come to its sunset is the way that I would describe it in fund life. And so we're starting Grow 2. And we're very excited about it, Paul, in that we'll have the opportunity to look at businesses throughout the state of Michigan, even though we're based in Detroit, to really support businesses from several perspectives. One is just growth strategies we just talked about. Also, there's acquisition opportunities. There will be recapitalization opportunities and just outright purchases. So we're trying to bring a unique form of funding to the market. It does include the intent of ensuring that minorities are participating in this, but it really is a fund that will serve all in the state of Michigan.
So a fund of $200 million, half of which is being committed to help minority-owned businesses, right?
Certainly, certainly. And as you saw, we saw what was going on in the midst of COVID-19. It really demonstrated the disparities that we have across many demographics across the country. And there was one that came very clear was the health issue, the life issue, and then the other was the economic issue, the livelihood issue. And so what this fund is intending to do is to really try to be a bridge that could help close those economic gaps and demonstrate inclusion. And we're going to try to do that not only just internally, but externally, Paul. And so it is one way that we believe we can positively help contribute to the healing of a country that has demographics that just says that there are disparities that we need to work on and be inclusive about correcting.
This Grow Michigan formula has proven to be very successful here in this state. Are other states looking at this and saying, maybe we need to try this?
Well, I will tell you there is some interest from other states in this effort. It's a very unique tool from an economic development perspective. While the mezzanine fund itself is not unique, there are a lot of mezzanine funds that are out there. I think the way we've created a partnership with the state of Michigan is unique. There's individuals from the state who are involved in this process. There are individuals from the private sector and really from public companies who are involved in this process. So we have, I think, a very unique formula to demonstrate that, let's just call it inclusion does work, and we've got individuals from these different sectors who come together to try to make sure that economic development is a top priority in the state of Michigan.
We're talking with Kenneth Kelly, Chairman and CEO of First Independence Bank and Chairman of the Growth Michigan Fund, too. What are some of the things that make for a good match between a business and Grow Michigan? What are some of the things that you look for in a business and that, you know, a business might benefit from by, you know, getting a loan from the growth fund?
So here's how I would describe it to the general public, because sometimes these terms like mezzanine fund, et cetera, sounds very sophisticated and may even talk over individuals' head. I'll try to see if I can't, you know, speak in a way that's very plain. And many times in business, you need and you can get a purchase order from, let's just say, one of the large companies, and you may not have the funds to back the support of growing to be able to produce that product to that level. And so if I had to put it in plain pocketbook terms, mm-hmm. if a bank will loan me 80 cents and I can have 15 cents or I have 15 cents in my pocket, I may need that other 5 cents to kind of make the full 100% to work so that I can build that product. Well, the mezzanine lending really is that slice that's at 5 cents. And so what we'll be helping companies do, and particularly in a growth strategy, is if they're able to get a purchase order from a unique company, and I don't want to put anyone on the spot here, but the reality is if they don't have the working capital and the fortitude to get that over the hump, to be able to produce that product, to then sell it, to wait on the revenues to come in, our type funding actually fills that gap and allows them to be able to go ahead and make the production commitment, and then the revenue will come later at some point in time. So that's what mezzanine funding is really a little bit about, mm-hmm. along with some of the other instances that I've talked about where you're looking at recapitalization and or acquisition of purchase.
How does a business come to borrow from the Grow Michigan Fund? How do they find you? Who decides if it's a good match?
Yes. Well, they can go to the website. I will give some of the highlights. We typically focus on companies that are going to be somewhere between the 3 to say $50 million in revenue. We will be also focused on job creation or job retention is one way I would sum it up. So we're having a focus area in a very unique slice of the market. We typically look at companies that are involved in some form of manufacturing or distribution or other, I'll call it kind of hardline businesses. And so they can feel free to reach out to us on our website at Grow Michigan and feel free to make contact with us, and we can have individuals or representatives follow up with them from there.
All right, growmichiganfund.com, where you can get more information. Kenneth, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, my pleasure, Paul. Thank you for having me.
All right, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye.